We bring you the FBI in Peace and War. But first, partly transcribed.
What should you don't do?
Don't miss Dream's big one-cent sale.
What should you do?
Do go to your store today. You'll get a regular 25-cent size bottle of new Dream shampoo for just 1 cent when you buy another 25-cent size bottle at regular price. Now, friends, this one-cent sale is your chance to discover new Dream, the shampoo that conditions your hair as it cleans, conditions it to natural softness and sheen. So don't just wash your hair. Condition it with new Dream.
What should you do?
Condition your hair with Dream shampoo.
Take advantage of Dream's 1 cent sale. The offer is limited, so get new Dream today.
The FBI in Peace and War, brought to you by Lava Soap. Nothing on earth cleans dirty hands faster, cleaner, yet more gently than amazing Lava Soap. That's L-A-V-A. Now another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, The Crack-Up.
Who's that? Stay where you are. Don't move or I'll shoot.
Hey, Joe, Harry. Brought you a cup of coffee.
Oh, you. Why didn't you say so? Why do you have to creep up on a guy like that? What time is it?
10:30, Joe. Want me to pull up the shades? Nice morning.
Never mind the shades. Just give me the coffee.
Here you are.
All right, I said give it to me.
Your hand's shaking.
Nothing shaking. Give me the coffee. What are you standing there for? Beat it. Go on, get out of here.
What's the matter with him?
I don't know. He must have thought I was a cop or something.
Uh-huh.
Mickey was shaking like a leaf. He couldn't hardly hold a coffee cup.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like it. I never saw him like this before.
You didn't look close. He was that way before we pulled this job. That's why we lost it up.
Oh, no, Nick, I don't think...
That's why we lost up the job, I'm telling you.
It was just bad luck.
Bad luck, nothing. He was supposed to lay out a getaway, wasn't he? You thought he had it all fixed. Stella thought so. Charlie Lopez thought so. His memory's slipping, that's what. He doesn't think about anything but himself. Want to play a hand at Jim?
No, thanks. I think I'll...
You had that radio on 2 minutes ago. Let it alone.
Well, I thought maybe...
Will you start jumping? You're getting as bad as him.
I'm sorry. I only thought...
Well, don't. Charlie and Stella will get here all right.
It's been 48 hours, Nick.
All right, all right. They got to lay low, that's all. The cops are watching all of these back roads. They'll turn up.
All right.
Sit down. Read the comics or something.
Don't feel like reading. Nick, you think he'll snap out of this?
No.
But maybe if he laid off the bottle like he
said... hasn't touched a drink in 6 months. He just tells you he's been drinking to cover up that shaker.
Yeah, but maybe...
He's flipping, Harry. I've been watching him a long time. His nerve is shot. He doesn't think straight anymore.
Well, what... What are we going to do about it, Nick?
I don't know. We'll wait till Charlie and Stella get here.
Think we ought to call Doc Carson?
A doc couldn't fix what Joe's got. Nobody could fix that. We'll wait till Charlie and Stella get here. Then we'll figure out what to do.
All state patrols, immediate. FBI requests continuation of search parties, wooded areas, vicinity of Hartsdale. Hold-up mob believed separated after abandonment of getaway car. Repeat description of four men, one woman, as follows.
Yeah, who is
it? Open up, Harry. It's me and Stella. Harry, it's me, Charlie Lopez, up in Creek.
Then what happened, Charlie?
Well, after we see the state trooper's car pull up at the yard, we duck out of the barn plenty fast. Want a drink, Stella?
Yeah, I could use one.
And? And after that, we stay in the woods all the time.
Don't ask him how we got here. We don't know.
No road map, nothing to eat. Every town loaded with state troopers. Believe me, this time yesterday, I figured us two very dead pigeons. If it hadn't been for Stella's got a bar of chocolate in her purse.
Oh, Charlie.
Stella. I see you two made it, all right.
Yeah, we made it, Joe. No thanks to you.
Harry, take Stella out in the kitchen, fix her some coffee. She looks kind of beat.
Never mind the coffee. I'll drink this.
That stuff's no good for you. Did you get rid of the uniforms like I told you, Charlie?
No, I gave them to a couple of hungry cops.
I'm asking an important question, Charlie.
Who are you to ask anybody questions? You got to know that.
He got rid of the uniforms.
Let go of me, Joe. I don't want trouble. Let go, Joe.
Joe.
Go on, answer him, Charlie.
Yeah, we got rid of the uniforms.
Okay. As soon as the heat dies down, I'll get in touch with Sid Gordon. We'll get out of this place. The way I figure...
Maybe we had enough of your kind of figuring, Joe.
Charlie.
Lay off, will
no,
you,
no,
Charlie?
No, let him
go ahead. Say your piece, Charlie. Pour the drink, will you, Nick?
Say it, Charlie.
Ah, forget it.
I'm running this organization. I'm giving the orders. Nobody works with me is going to beat behind my back. That goes for all of you. All right, Charlie, speak up.
I'm tired, Joe. I got to get a long sleep. Then we'll talk.
All right. Anybody else got anything to say? Well, bring me what's left in that bottle, Harry. I'll be in my room.
Hey, you see him? He was shaking all over.
Yeah, we see him.
It's getting worse, isn't it?
Every day.
You oughtn't to talk back to him, Charlie. It just stirs him up.
Does, huh?
Sure. You keep that up and someday... It comes to a showdown.
It could.
Okay. Maybe that's not a bad idea. Maybe we need a new kind of brains to get us out of here. Maybe a showdown is a very good idea. A spot like this. Case, they please. Chief Palmer speaking.
Chief, Stevenson Kovac reporting in. We're calling from the Hartsdale drugstore. A couple of kids down here just found three bank guard uniforms under a culvert on the Lime Hill Passway.
Okay, Stevens, you and Kovac, come on in. Three uniforms, huh?
Yeah.
Now, come in right away. And good work, Stevens. This looks real hot. Yeah? Oh, come in, Stevens. I want to ask you one more question on those bank guard uniforms. You've met Agent Shepard and Agent Bailey of the FBI.
Oh, yes, sir. Hello, Mr. Shepard, Mr. Bailey. How's it going?
Still knocking our brains out, Sergeant.
Tough case, all right.
You're not telling us.
Sergeant.
Yeah, Chief?
We've all looked over the uniforms, and we're sure they were the ones used in the holdup. What we want now is the exact spot they were found. You mark it for us on this map?
Oh, yes, sir. Now, let's see. It's this spot here, and the river goes under the passway. Mm-hmm. Kids were playing around the bridge here, and they found the uniforms underneath.
Okay, Stevens, that's all we wanted to know. Thanks a lot.
Sure thing, Chief. I guess we'll be seeing you gentlemen around a while.
We're afraid so, Sergeant.
Well, I'll be in the squad room if you need me, Chief.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Shepard. There's your spot. Now, how do you want to move from here?
Well, let's look at it this way, Chief. They abandoned their car at this point on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Now, as far as we know, they didn't commandeer another car.
Yeah.
I think it's a safe guess that they split up at this point, since five of them would obviously be conspicuous.
Yeah, that's right.
Now we find the uniforms in this location 48 hours later. If our net hasn't any holes in it, they're still within this area here. All right. We've checked every restaurant, every bar, every hotel. We've checked grocery stores. If they're still out in the woods, they're pretty hungry by now. But if they're not in the woods, we might assume for the moment that they have a prearranged hideout somewhere in this 30-mile circle. If there were such a hideout, it might explain how...
Here's the way I work it out on this map. This map, Sid Gorman comes up here with a funeral coach. Cops never look inside a funeral coach. Charlie, where are you going?
You better take five, Joe. You're not making much sense.
Sit down, Charlie.
Coming, Nick.
Yeah. Relax a couple of minutes, Joe. You're knocking yourself out.
Charlie.
Yeah?
You don't like my idea.
Joe. That funeral coach routine was hot stuff back in 1929. Cops are smarter now. You got to do better than that, Joe. Much better. Come on.
Go ahead, Joe. I'm listening.
That lost that two-bit blowhard. I kicked him out of the gut and taught him every trick
he
knows.
Forget it, Joe. Here. I'll finish the math.
Crummy little punk. As soon as we get to Kansas City, I'm going to have him straightened out for good. I got connections in Kansas
City. Joe, we're not going to Kansas City.
Huh?
Kansas City was 5 years ago, remember?
Who said anything about Kansas City? What I meant was...
What's the matter, Joe?
Not at all. I got a kind of neuralgia in my head. A couple of aspirins. I'll be all right.
Oh, here, let me see if...
No. Don't go for a minute, Sal. My head's gone round. Give me your hands now, quick.
Joe, let it...
Just give me your hands, okay? I'll be all right.
Okay, Joe, okay.
Just a minute. I'll be all right.
Look, I'll...
No, it's clear enough. Just a second, it'll go. Just a second, Star. Well, the rats, that's all. The doc says, nothing happens to lots of guys in my head. Yeah, I'm all right.
Sure you are, Joe. But maybe I'd better just get this.
You're still working on the map, Joe. Maybe
I... Peter, I am talking with Stella. Go on, Peter.
Huh?
Let's get out and talk to Stella.
Yeah, sure, Joe. You call me when you're ready, huh?
Yeah, I'll call you. Stella.
Yeah?
Stella, I wouldn't want the rest of them to know about this neuralgia. Mm. See, they need me, Stella. Mm. I wouldn't want them to get new wrong ideas, you know what I mean? Stella?
Yes. Oh, yes, I know.
Yeah, they depend on me, Stella.
You don't have to explain it, Joe. I know exactly what you mean.
Back to the crack up in just a moment, but first, listen.
L-A-B-A, L-A-B-A.
That's Lava, the amazing super speed soap for dirty hands. In 30 to 50 seconds, Lava gets the dirt that ordinary wash-ups miss. Of all leading soaps, only Lava has this unique double action. First, in every inch of Lava's snowy lather, 50,000 tiny scrubbers swiftly rout out deep, ground-in dirt from around knuckles, fingernails, and skin crevices. Dirt ordinary wash-ups miss. Second, Lava is amazingly gentle. Lava contains the same soothing ingredient as in costly hand lotions. And that's why no ordinary soap can match Lava for quick, thorough wash-ups. Mrs. Barrett of Lansing, Michigan, an electrician's wife, says...
Lava saves towels, too. When my husband washes with Lava, dirt, grease, and oil are offhand down the drain. No more smudged towels in my house.
So, ladies, for yourself, Dad, and the children, get the soap that gets the dirt. Get Lava soap tomorrow. Remember,
L-A-V-A, 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 L-A-V-A.
And now back to the FBI in Peace and War, and tonight's story, The Crack-Up.
Yeah? I wouldn't want the rest of them to know about this neuralgia. They need me, Stella. I wouldn't want them to get any wrong idea.
Neuralgia, huh?
Well, that's what the man says he's got.
I'll tell you what he's got. You want another drink, Nick?
Yeah, a short one.
A yellow streak, that's what. Right up the middle of his back. Saw that?
Mm-hmm.
You're crazy, Charlie. Just because the guy's a little sick, you...
Sick? Was he sick on the Richfield job? How about the time in L.A.? He was sick then, too?
Listen.
Stay through, Harry. Why kid yourself? You said baby would come to a showdown. I say this is the time.
No.
What?
I mean... Well, you know what Joe's like. A thing like this, it could kill him.
What's the matter with you, Harry? You going soft in the head? What'd it be? Him or the lot of us getting out of here with whole skin?
Yeah, I know, but...
What? You heard his plan. If we ever tried to leave this place in a funeral coach, we'd be needing one ourselves. Now, I say we settle this thing once and for all.
Well, maybe Nick and Stella feel a little different about that.
So maybe you better ask them and find out. Go on. Ask.
Nick?
Sally's right, Harry. You can't argue.
Of course you can.
Stella, what about you? Joe picked you up out of the gutter and...
Charlie. Joe's through like he said.
He's been through for a long time, kid. Only didn't know it.
He's cracking up. We can't take a chance with him anymore. What's the matter now?
Nothing.
Harry! It's nothing, I tell you.
Leave him alone, Charlie.
Everyone says Joe's through, he's through.
Just show us how we're going to get out of here, Charlie.
Okay. Put up a chair, all of you. I'll show you how.
Adams Goosey's.
Look, this is Chief Palmer.
Hello, Chief. What can I do for you?
Look, I just sent two FBI agents over to your store. They'll be there any minute. I want to talk to you about that hoarder you reported out at the Wilson farm. Give them any help you can, will you?
FBI, huh? Be glad to, Chief. Yes, sir. Be real glad.
Well, we're very grateful to you, Mr. Adams.
Not at all, son. Why, when Chief Palmer told me you was from the FBI, said I'd help him. Be glad to do it. You fellas hungry, maybe? Got some ripe store cheese here.
No, thanks, Mr. Adams. We'd just like to ask you one or two questions about that report of yours on the Wilson farm.
Well, you can go right ahead and ask. I'll tell you, I had plenty of experiences with this sort of thing 8 years ago. Folks used to come here to the store, buy up everything in sight. So naturally, when the same thing began to happen again last couple of weeks, I put two and two together. And you know what I figured the answer to be?
Mr. Adams.
Hoarding. Yes, sir, that's what I figured. Everybody knows there's only one person living at the Wilson farm. Why should I get orders that'd feed five or six?
Well,
I'll tell you why. Hoarding. Hoarding it is. And hoarding is what I reported to the chief. Though, I do say I never expected such quick results out of Washington.
This hoarding, Mr. Adams, that's what we want to ask you about.
Well, go right ahead and ask. I tell you, if it's left up to
Mr.
me...
Mr. Adams.
Huh?
We don't believe that it's hoarding, Mr. Adams.
You don't? Son, how long you been with the FBI?
12 years.
12 years. One person out the farm, enough orders to feed five or six scarce items. Butter, sugar, coffee. Well, that hoarding or ain't it?
We don't believe so.
Oh, by golly, I'm glad we got law and order of our own around here.
Mr. Adams.
Huh?
We believe it's the Joe Norton gang.
The Norton gang?
The boys that held up the First National Bank.
Oh, them. You fellas sure like to take a shot in the dark, don't you?
Sometimes. How do we get out there, Mr. Adams?
The Wilson place?
Uh-huh.
Be glad to tell you. But all you're going to find there is one little hoarder.
Maybe, but we'll go anyhow. As you say, we fellas like to take a shot in the dark.
Okay, Harry, let's take a look at that target, huh?
Joe, listen.
My hand was steady, wasn't it? Didn't shake, did it? Look at that. Look at it. Three of them, right through the middle. Is that shooting?
Joe.
Steady as a rock, that's what. I'm just as good as I ever was, huh?
Oh, will you, for the love of Mike, stop talking and listen.
Huh? Oh, sure, Harry, I'm listening.
Joe, it's about Charlie Lopez. Any others got together last
Lopez,
night?
Lopez, I taught him every trick he knows.
Joe.
What? What, Harry?
I want you to listen to me, Joe. I want you to listen careful.
Yeah, I'm listening, Harry.
They're going to leave you here, Joe. Charlie Lopez and the others.
That's Lopez. Now, I'm going to have him straightened out as soon as we get to Kansas.
Joe, you're not getting any place. Don't you understand? They're going to leave you.
What? What's that?
I had to tell you, Joe. I just had to.
Leave me? Who's going to leave me?
You're lying.
No,
Joe.
Yeah,
nobody's leaving me unless I say so. Nobody.
It's the truth, Joe. I swear I wish it wasn't.
You're lying. You're trying to trick me. They sent you up here.
Go.
Oh, what's the matter?
Nothing.
You're sick, Joe.
Nothing. I tell you. Get out of here. Leave me alone.
Oh, what are you standing here for? Get out,
Joe.
Get out!
Harry.
Yes?
Don't go, Harry.
Sure, Joe.
It's so loud. Killing me, Harry.
I know.
You're a good friend. I always knew it.
Go upstairs. Try to get some rest, Joe. Sleep a little.
No, Harry, listen.
Yeah.
Harry, what are they going to do to me? They're going to get rid of me, aren't they? That Lopez, he hates me.
No,
that
Joe.
That fella, too. And after all I've been to her.
Joe.
You won't let them know, will you? Not you, Harry. You're my friend.
Joe, they're not going to do anything. They're leaving you here. That's all. With your share of the split.
Nobody's leaving me, has he? Not alive, they're not.
What?
Nobody is. I'm the brains of this outfit. Nobody walks out on big jokes.
Stop talking that way.
I mean it, Harry. You'll see if I do it. Anybody wants to walk out, they can try it. I'll let them leave, Harry. I'll let them leave with a belly full of holes. You'll see if I don't.
Hello, Chef.
Hello, Frank. Anybody try to leave the house yet?
Not yet.
Your men already?
Uh-huh. Place is covered from every angle.
What about Chief Palmer?
Picked him up on the radio phone. He should be here any minute.
Good. We'll wait.
Anybody get to him?
I don't know yet, Frank. We could answer that a lot better if we only knew what was going on inside that house.
Okay, I'll say it the last time so everybody gets to sleep. As soon as it's dark, Nick gets out of the car and drives over to Nate Weaver's. Mm-hmm. At Nate's, he arranges for the false bottom truck. Nate can drive it himself. He's clean. As soon as the truck's back here, we pile in the bottom, and all Nate has to do is to cross the state line. Everybody got that straight?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, okay.
Harry, you got it?
Yeah, Charlie, I got it.
Okay. As soon as it's dark, we get started. Better. Go on up, bring Joe down here. We all want to say goodbye. And here's your share of the split, Joe. Spend it carefully. It should last you. Anything I left out?
Nothing, Charlie, except maybe so long.
Yeah. Bye, Joe.
Anything else? Okay. Stella, get Harry. Tell him we're ready.
You stay here, sir. Stay here.
Charlie, you know what you can do with this split? Keep away from me, Joe.
I'll tell you, Charlie. Here's what you can do.
Joe. I'm running this organization. I'm giving the orders. You get that? Me. Joe North.
Take your hands off me, Joe. I told you I don't want trouble.
Nobody walks out on me. That goes for all of you.
Take your hands off me. Joe.
I'm warning you. Lay one finger on me again, and I'm going to kill you.
What?
I mean it, Joe.
Hey, Charlie, come off it. What's the idea of talking that way?
I'm warning you, that's all.
Nick, you're going to let him talk that way. Nick? Stella? Oh, what's the matter with you two?
You're through, Joe. We don't want any part of you.
Nick? Nicky boy.
Dry up, Joe.
Charlie, take me with you.
No!
Let me go with you, Charlie. The cops will get me sure if I stay around here. I'm sick, Charlie. Charlie, you got to take me with you.
We're wasting time, Charlie.
You got to. You can't leave me here.
Why not? You know how to take care of yourselves. You've told us so often enough.
All right.
All right, go. All of you, go on. See how far you get with Lopez.
Charlie.
Go on, go. He'll have you 6 feet under and nothing flat.
Joe, Charlie.
You keep out of this, Harry.
The cops are outside, Joe.
What?
Cops, they're crawling all over the place.
Harry, if this is a joke.
I'm telling you, Charlie, go see for yourself.
Charlie.
They're out there, all right.
Oh, no.
A whole squad of the baby boy.
What do we do, Charlie?
I don't know.
Let me think.
We gotta get out of here.
I said, let me think.
Sure, let him. Let him use that two-bit brain.
Shut up. What's there to think about?
Yeah, we'll shoot our way out.
Charlie.
We don't need a thinker now. We need a leader. Right, South somewhere with
Joe Norton.
What?
All of you in there. The house is entirely surrounded. This is an FBI agent speaking.
FBI?
I told you, Charlie.
Shut up.
You have exactly 1 minute before we open fire. Come out with your hands up.
What do we do?
He'll tell you. Blowhard will tell you. Just let him speak.
Shut up. Shut
1 minute, all of you.
Charlie. What do we do? What can we do? They got us coming and going.
What? We're going out, Charlie?
You got any better ideas?
You yellow punk, you bet we have. We're going to shoot our way out.
Listen,
you. When a few lousy cops scare the Norton gang, we'll shoot our way out. That's what we're going to do.
Get it, Joe. That's the FBI out
there. We can do it. We can do it. And Nick, no cop's going to stop us.
No, Joe.
Nobody can stop us. We're done. That'll be like old times. Stella, you take that window. Nick, the door.
Stop him, Joe.
I'll get you out of this. Don't you worry me. Joe Norton. Come on. Come on, everybody, take your post. Harry, remember how it was in Little Rock? Stella, remember? We'll do it again. I'll fix it. I'll
30
you
seconds, Norton.
You keep quiet. I get the orders around here.
Come on.
Stay where you are, Joe.
What?
Don't move, Joe. Don't move or I'll drop you, so help me.
What? Well, we got to get to him, Charlie. Yeah, we can take him. Come on. We can... Ah! Charlie.
All of you, this is your last warning. Are you coming up?
All right. Don't shoot. Don't shoot. They're coming out.
The surrender of the Joe Norton gang put an end to one of the most daring holdup mobs in the FBI files. On recovery from the gunshot wound inflicted by Charlie Lopez, Norton was placed in a mental hospital suffering a complete breakdown. Lopez and the other members of the gang stood trial and were sentenced to long terms in prison. With the individual disposition of their cases, the books were closed on a getaway that failed because of the crack-up.
Characters used in this partly transcribed program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War, and is not an official program of the FBI. Harry Haynes played the part of Joe Norton. Joe DeSantis was Charlie Lopez. The radio dramatizations for The FBI in Peace and War were written by Louis Pelletier and Jack Fink, with music under the supervision of Vladimir Selinsky. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. And now this is Len Sterling saying goodnight for Lava Soap. That's L-A-V-A.
L-A-V-A, L-A-V-A, L-A-V-A.
White washes without red hands, the swing is back to Duds.
Yes, for white washes without red hands, I'm going back to Duds.
How about you? Are your hands suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then change to Duds. See what it means to get white washes without red hands.
Duds can promise this because only Duds, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap. Combined with two active detergents.
That's why Duds gets clothes so beautifully white and clean, while it gives extra safety to colors and wonderful mildness on hands. Duds does everything.
For white washes without red hands, change to Duds.
Again, I want to remind you to be sure to listen to next Thursday's story, The One-Way Ticket, on the FBI in Peace and War. Same time, same station.
This program is transcribed.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KNX, Los Angeles.